Ah, yes, we discuss our affairs over the bowl of Christmas punch. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Thank God this damn year's over. But you know what that means, and it's one of my favorite times of the year. Not just because of the Christmas trees and Christmas lights and all the Christmas partying to do and giving presents and being with family and doing all the Christmas fun, all the Christmas adventures you do. What is it that I love the most about Christmas? It's the movies and it's the TV shows and it's the movie specials and the TV specials and everything that has to do with Christmas pop culture. There is nothing better than Christmas movies. I absolutely love them. And today on Quote Bros, we are talking about Christmas action movies because they don't get a lot of love. Or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, Vin. Am I wrong about that? Do Christmas action movies not get enough love?
Most people, well, first of all, most people don't consider action movies that take place around Christmas time Christmas movies. Case in point, the argument that everybody has about Die Hard is that it is not a Christmas movie. Our dad included.
That is a
very wrong statement. Die Hard is absolutely a Christmas movie. It doesn't have to be a Christmas Carol or It's a Wonderful Life to be a Christmas movie. It has all the staples. It ends with Let It Snow, Let It Snow. I mean, there's really nothing more, you know.
His wife's name's Holly.
Yeah, his wife's name is Holly. It's about redemption. You know, it's what do Christmas stories usually have? A happy ending. It has a very happy ending.
It has a Grinch.
There is a Grinch. Well, you know, they're right. Hans Gruber. There's not action movies. Christmas action movies are not in very high demand because they get overshadowed by Die Hard. However, I have been doing some research, and there are a ton of Christmas movies that are, you know, action-related films.
Okay.
Aside from Lethal Weapon, there's, you know, Batman Returns, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Well, I've never seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I'm gonna talk to you about somebody, and maybe some of you don't know. Shane Black. Shane Black is the writer of Lethal Weapon. He directed Iron Man 3. He's maybe done like 7 or 8 movies. At least 6 of them take place during the holidays. I don't know what his obsession with Christmas is, but they all have something to do. You know, Last Boy Scout, a little bit. I think The Nice Guys, the movie with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling, the end scene takes place around Christmas time.
Yeah, and that's not a Christmas movie, okay, but before we keep going here, we do have to, the one thing we haven't done is we haven't revealed what we're watching while we're doing this, because that's the whole thing with Quote Bros is we sit and talk about movies, but we also sit, we have a movie on in the back, one that we know very, very well. And this is one that we always, it's the first Christmas movie we watch every year, every season. And it is nothing, there's nothing better than watching this because, let's be real, it's not good. It's really not good.
I don't think anyone ever said it was good. It's just very nostalgic.
It is nostalgic.
I think if you were a kid in the 90s, you went to see Jingle All the Way in the theaters. And you left.
Or if you were like, if you grew up watching Conan a lot, you know that he would have someone come on and doing an impersonation of Arnold Schwarzenegger and going, No! You have to go and see my movie, Jingle All the Way!
Remember when he did the holiday classic, Jingle All the Way! Yeah.
Excuse me, I needed a little more Christmas punch.
Christmas punch.
Oh, yeah, we're also drinking Christmas beer, by the way. Shiner, how lovely. Shiner Holiday Cheer, actually. This is really good. This is actually really good beer. Mm. Gotta get more of this shit. Yeah, I like it.
So I was going to lead into action movies that take place around Christmas time by talking about how Arnold Schwarzenegger is the least likely person you would expect to find in a family comedy Christmas movie.
I also think he's like the last person I expect to have a name like Howard Langston and be from Minnesota.
And no, he's and literally from Austria in every single movie. There is no disguising his accent.
There
at
is
all.
Absolutely no.
No.
How
no.
does he?
He's literally like, you know, it's like, where are you from? I'm from New Jersey. Like, no, you're not. You're
no,
clearly
I'm from
not
Minnesota.
From I'm from Minnesota. No, you're not. You're not. You're definitely not.
Don't you know you have to splash the purifying of Lake Minnetonka? I was doing Prince.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Why don't you purify yourself?
You want some grapes, bitches?
You game, want some pancakes?
Game blouses.
Shoot the J.
Yeah. Well, I
okay, we're getting a little semi-off subject
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's where this does take place in Minnesota, Jingle All the Way.
Yes.
Because he goes past Mall of America.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, well, I, America, yeah. Isn't he in Mall of America? Doesn't it like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Which also is a relic of the 90s because the Mall of America was the pinnacle of shopping, entertainment. I mean, nowadays, listen, when's the last time you went to a mall?
I mean, America. If does American Dream count?
Sure. Yeah, it counts.
Definitely been there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, are you going shopping there?
No, not really. No, I you know, with teaching, you know, being a pre-K teacher, you know, we take field trips there because that's about all they can afford. So.
Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know. It's overrated, I think. It's
also,
very
can we,
overrated.
Also, can we talk about the fact that I do believe that if Arnold Schwarzenegger had just gotten him Turbo Man doll, he wouldn't have grown up to be Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, AKA, but a lot of people forget about
Darth
that.
Vader.
No, literally a few years later, he was Anakin Skywalker. You see what that does to kids?
So, moral of this story in Jingle All the Way is,
if you don't buy your kid the hottest Christmas present, he will grow up to be an evil ruler of your galaxy. So, let's keep that in mind.
I do love that Arnold Schwarzenegger is, like, trying way too hard to be goofy in this.
Well,
and
you
it
know,
just doesn't work.
Here's the thing. This isn't his first rodeo with comedy. This is his first time where he hasn't played it straight. Because even in Kindergarten Cop, which was a comedy, he plays it totally straight. In Twins, you know, he's naive, but he plays it totally straight.
He does play
straight.
It pretty straight.
He does,
except
yeah.
when he goes, Mani, my shit face.
Yeah, well, that's, he's drunk. It's his first time drinking. It's his first time getting laid, actually, you know.
But it was also the first time he talked about cookies.
Cookies?
Because remember, the main line, the best line in this, of course, is put that cookie down now.
Everybody knows
but that
it
was
from memes.
That was only the second time.
Yeah.
But
no, in this one, he's like the goofy dad, you know.
But now, would you call this a Christmas action movie?
No, it's not an action movie.
But
he's
there is
action
in it.
But he's an okay. He's an action at the like the end with the parade.
Hmm.
Oh, the fight. Okay, yeah.
The fighting in the mall. He got duel. I got it. I got it. He gets sprayed.
But
he gets sprayed in the face with pepper spray.
But I'm not putting it on the same level as the other ones that I've mentioned.
No, of course not. But you could technically say it is a Christmas action movie.
It's very low on the scale of action movies, I think. That's just my opinion. That's
exactly.
But so let's talk about, so we both consider Die Hard a Christmas movie.
Oh, 100%. It's probably also my favorite action movie of all time.
It definitely is. But let's talk about some other ones that you may, and we talked briefly about them. You know, movies that are like, oh, wow, yeah, that does take place around Christmas time. Batman Returns. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people do know that. It's
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, Alfred. Goodwill toward men and women.
Yeah.
I watch it every year too. I've started watching it every year. I consider Batman Returns a Christmas movie.
Oh, it absolutely is a Christmas movie. There's so many elements of Christmas in it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, You've got the Christmas tree lighting. You've got the Christmas like supermodel, or like what was she? The Christmas like what the hell?
She was the Ice Princess.
The Ice Princess. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. No, that's not Queen Elsa or Gotham Anna from Frozen.
Gotham looked like Rockefeller Center.
It did.
Gotham Plaza.
And it also has somebody biting somebody else's nose off. I think that's very, very touching for the spirit of the holiday season. That is the perfect.
Hi, I'm Fred's hand. I really think that's literally Frank Reynolds' fever dream. He just has a dream that he's the Penguin. You know, wakes up like, hey, he thinks he's fighting Batman, dude.
Actually, personally, I think it's Christopher Walken's fever dream, because what ends up happening is that you see Walken. I can just see it now. Walken is like sitting at home. He's watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He falls asleep. All of a sudden, he wakes up. He goes, Danny, hi.
Crazy dream.
What are you looking at?
It's wild.
But that also, let me tell you something. I love the fact that the guy who plays Christopher Walken's son in that.
Yeah.
Max Schreck's son.
Andrew Branowski.
Zangief. He was also in the program.
Zangief from Street Fighter.
He's the guy in the program that, like, he finds that he makes it to the starting team. And he's like, yeah, starting defense.
Right.
Plays at the table. Yes. Bashes his head into the window.
Yes.
That's amazing. Steroids don't do them, kids. But we were talking about, one of our influences for the podcast is the Nostalgia Critic. And when he talked about Batman Returns,
how
he was talking about that actor basically doing an impression
which
of
we
Walken
don't know,
to his face.
Which we don't know. I think it was intentional.
I think it was.
I really do. Because it is like... It's like Christopher Walken Jr., basically.
Dad.
Yeah.
It's time to go. Oh, what does he say?
Time to go bring joy to the masses. Dad, go.
Dad,
save yourself. Go.
You can almost see him going to Tim Burton like, Tim, get this guy out of here.
He's weird. Why is he doing this voice?
So just a reference there. Yeah. We did just quote the Nostalgia Critic.
Yes, that is. And we will give a shout out to the Nostalgia Critic. He's one of our favorites. He's the inspiration that we decided. He was one of our inspirations, and like
I think I
want to
get a cameo from him again.
That was a lot of fun.
When he does that, that would be the third cameo.
That's fine.
Of all the people to get a cameo from, I don't know why.
I love him,
yeah. And he's great. Yeah. But going back to Danny DeVito here, and going back to the fact that Batman Returns probably goes up there as one of the best Christmas action movies. There, where does it lie though as one of the best Christmas movies? It's probably a little bit lower.
Yeah, if you're going to go on a whole Christmas movie scale, and if you're just doing, it's probably going to be pretty low. As far as action movies go, it would be, like, probably top five.
But now, how many references to Christmas do you need to be considered
a Christmas movie? It's not references. You need scenes. Like you were saying, like, you can't have...
Okay, how many scenes do you need?
You need like, scenes, like throughout... Throughout the movie.
You need it through the whole movie.
Pretty much, yeah, you do.
Okay.
So, like you said, like that. You're not going to call Goodfellas a Christmas movie because at the Christmas party, hey, come here, you.
Come here, you. Yeah, although we do say Christmas doesn't start until Jimmy Conway said hello to all his friends.
And then yells at all his friends for buying.
Come here, you.
Don't buy anything. I said don't buy anything. Yeah.
Look at the code. Look at this.
It's in my mother's name.
It's in my mother's name.
Give a fuck. Take it back.
And then, of course, he gives money to Henry. To Henry.
Yeah.
Like, don't be stupid.
Hey, Karen, I bought the biggest tree they have. The most expensive tree they have. But yes.
So Goodfellas would not be a Christmas movie, but it has a great Christmas scene. American Psycho has a Christmas scene.
Yes.
But we always watch it at Halloween.
Step Brothers has a Christmas scene. Step Brothers has a Christmas tree in the bedroom. You know, like this.
Actually, it has two Christmas scenes.
It does. It has Marshmallow World.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is oddly a Christmas song. I didn't even realize. It was. I mean, it's an old song. I can't.
By the way, Vin, you reek of scotch and cheesecake.
That moment at that night at the Cheesecake Factory was the best time I ever had.
Well, I feel sorry for you. Happiest I've ever been. Richard Jenkins in that is just amazing. But that was possibly one of the funniest Christmas scenes in Christmas movie history.
Yeah.
And yes, I am not calling Step Brothers a Christmas movie. It is not, but it is a great Christmas movie scene.
Yeah.
Especially with the tree.
So Lethal Weapon is a Christmas movie. Because
does it have to take place throughout the holiday season?
Yes. Like
that's important.
Okay. So Trading Places now doesn't specifically, it actually, Trading Places takes place throughout the holiday season, like the last 3 months of the year. So Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's.
New Year's. Speaking of which, I almost forgot to do something. Hold on. Don't worry, I'm going to talk loud enough y'all can hear me. All right. I got my advent calendar over here.
Ah.
It is Nakatomi Plaza. And I'm going to move Hans Gruber one day down from one to two.
All right, so if you're listening, he just fell off the roof of the Nakatomi Plaza.
Exactly, but it's going to take him 25 days.
It will take him 25, it's a long fall.
Okay, I feel much better now.
Trivia for Die Hard.
Ooh, trivia. I like this.
Alan Rickman did not know they were going to drop him.
Yes.
They thought they were going to wait till 3, and they just did one, boom, and then that was it. So his look of terror is genuine. And to get Alan Rickman scared, probably not an easy feat. So.
You pieces of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fuck you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you dropped me at 1 and not 3.
I was waiting for 3.
I was going to count to 3.
Yeah. That's probably why they did the, like, you want to count to 3? You like counting to 3? Watch this. Poor Takagi. Never had a shot.
Now, hold on, because I got to go back to this. Go back to Jingle All the Way here, because I got to ask you. Was this one of Chris Parnell's first movies? Or like one of the first things he did? Because I do like his little scene in this.
I can't remember when he started SNL. I think it was a short time after this, or maybe time.
I don't think, no, he did not start until later.
Maybe like 97, 98, probably.
We are going to have to look that up again.
You're definitely going to have to look that up. Yeah.
Because Chris Parnell is one of those character actors that...
He's in everything.
Although he does a lot more animated stuff now.
He does a lot of voiceovers, yeah.
Yeah, he's the father on Rick and Morty. He was on Archer for a while. I think he's doing something else, but I just don't remember.
Yeah.
But we're just anyway. Because we just came up to the part where, you know, Arnold goes up to the Chris Parnell and the other actor and goes, "Where's your Christmas spirit?" Which is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, back to Die Hard and talking about you were talking about the trivia.
With
Alan Rickman, R.I.P.
Yeah, I know. It's getting tougher every year to watch Die Hard because.
Well, yeah, besides Alan Rickman, now we know that Bruce Willis ain't doing so well either. No.
Well, but I mean, is it dementia? Frontal lobe dementia. I don't know the exact, so I don't want to get it wrong. Frontotemporal dementia, I think. Like that.
All right, well, still. Very sad. Very, very sad. And I hope the best for him, and I hope the best for his family.
I just hope he's not suffering.
But
I mean, the good thing is he's not at a facility. He's around his family, he's with people who love him. He's even got to meet Moore, like staying there, which is
amazing,
like,
because
really
they weren't
heartwarming. I think
they weren't. They're not. They weren't married anymore, right? Did they get?
Married for years.
No. Yeah.
No,
they didn't get back together.
No,
right?
No. Once they divorced, that was it. That was it.
Okay, I thought maybe they had gotten back together.
No. Then she went with Ashton Kutcher, and Bruce Willis has been married to the same girl for, I think, 2009.
Yeah, and then Ashton Kutcher decided to go to Diddy parties.
Well, we won't talk about that.
No.
You know, you mean Eyes Wide Shut parties, which is also a Christmas movie. That is very much a Christmas movie. That takes place throughout.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
That's not a Christmas action movie.
It's not a Christmas action movie. No. It's a Christmas mindfuck.
Okay, now. Okay, because here's the thing. I've never seen Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh.
I've never seen it. I want to see it. Yeah. And now realizing that it is a Christmas movie, holy shit, I'm going to go watch that.
It is a long movie. So, really, you can just watch the infamous orgy scene and get all you need to know about it. But no watch the movie. It is. It was Stanley Kubrick's last film. It was the last film he did before he died. He literally died, I think, 3 weeks after
The
film came out. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, we've been talking about Die Hard. Obviously, we know Lethal Weapon. There is one Christmas action movie, that I need to talk about.
I am
so happy that this movie turned out to be so good.
Yeah.
I am so happy.
I can't wait to watch it again.
I'm sitting here about to say that too. I can't wait to watch it with you.
Yeah.
Because I literally just want to eat popcorn, drink a beer, and watch this. And you know what I'm about to say, right? What do you think I'm going to say?
Well, is Santa the main character in it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a pretty badass Santa Claus, right?
Uh-huh.
Would it be like a Stranger Thing for me to, I don't know, I was trying to do something. It didn't work. It's Violent Night.
What the hell are you talking about? No. What?
It's Violent.
No, I was talking about the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Of course I'm talking about Violent Night.
Yes.
Of course I'm talking about Violent Night with David Harbour, which I have never seen a movie. I've never seen a Christmas movie that I've literally gone, eyes wide open, loving every second.
I really wish we would have seen that in the theaters.
I wish we did too.
It was that good.
It was really good.
So on my Christmas action movie list, top five hands down.
And the funny thing is, you know, we always talk about how long does it take for a movie to really be a classic? That's instant classic.
Yeah, like a minute. I was into it. I'm like, yeah, this is great.
And the funny thing is, he's not even the best actor in that.
They're all good. I mean, John
Leguizamo is amazing. Yeah. He is so deadpan the whole movie. And it makes me so,
I'm gonna explain Violent Night without getting into specifics. Take John McClane and dress him up as Santa Claus, and that is Violent Night. That is Violent Night. It's Santa Claus just beating the shit and murdering terrorists.
It's amazing.
The whole film. And he is the real Santa Claus.
They're not terrorists.
Huh?
They're not terrorists. They're thieves.
Well, you know what I mean. Thieves.
They're thieves.
Yeah. Well, so was Hans Gruber. He was whoever said we were terrorists.
Yeah, but they were labeled as terrorists. Yeah, but no, he was a thief.
Yeah.
He just wanted a shitload of money. And so did John Leguizamo.
Yes.
He calls him. But I do love that John Leguizamo calls himself Scrooge. And all of his henchmen with him, he names them Nutcracker.
Yeah, I think there's a Krampus.
There's a Krampus. There's a Holly.
Also can't wait to watch that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Krampus. Yeah. But that's not an action movie. That's a horror movie.
Horror movie, which we will talk about in another time.
Actually, speaking of Christmas horror movies, I also watched Black Christmas again.
Oh, yeah. Wait, the original or the remake?
No, the original, because it's 50.
Oh, yeah. I got to watch that. I got to watch that, yeah.
But, you know, the funny thing is, I've actually realized something. I actually don't really like Black Christmas. You know, I watch it. It's okay. You know, I like it.
You know, it's a Canadian film?
Yeah.
You know who also directed it?
No.
Bob Clark. So, Bob Clark also did A Christmas Story.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I learned that.
Very weird. He also did Porky's. He's got a very weird resume. A very random. It's like his movies are all over the place.
Man. If I was ever a director, I think that would be me. I think I would be a Bob Clark because I know that my mind goes 8,000 different ways. And I know I'd probably have a great way to come up. Probably would have that too.
Well, Porky's is a Canadian movie. So, I mean, that's.
But it takes place in Florida.
It's weird. I know. I don't get it either, but sure.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
No, whatever.
Well, I mean, A Christmas Story took place in Illinois. That's a very American film.
Why Florida? There's no Christmas trees in Florida.
So decorate a palm tree. And that's where Quote Bros comes in. That's why we call it Quote Bros. You just never know.
You never know when we're just gonna
throw something in.
And it's very organic. That's what makes me so happy. You know what though? I think that's actually gonna be the promo right there.
Yeah.
I think that's gonna be a promo for this.
What is?
That.
Oh, okay.
Literally going from talking about Porky's being from Canada, being a Canadian movie.
Then saying, why does Porky's take place in Florida?
Yeah. And then why does it take place in Florida? There aren't any Christmas trees in Florida. To bring it back to the fact that we're talking about Christmas movies.
Right, because Porky's isn't a Christmas movie. Yeah.
Okay, see, this part here is where the action comes
in. No, this is slapstick. Well, this is all Home Alone in action.
No, Vin, this is Black Friday.
That is Black Friday, yes. That is absolutely Black Friday.
Although I think Black Friday actually, this is actually kind of an insult to Black Friday because I'm pretty sure people die on Black Friday.
Oh no, people have been brutally. It's literally Game of Thrones. That's why they had that. That's why South Park, or Michael Shannon. Did three episodes about it.
Or Michael Shannon on the one game show. For the next 24 hours, this show has the same rules as the Purge.
This store has the same rules as the Purge. Yep. Yeah, pretty much. Anything goes. You could punch a grandma in the face, and no one will say anything.
He got to. Also, actually, I was going to say something coming up here, but I'm not. Because there's, when he goes into the ball pit and goes after the little girl who has the ball. I don't know if it was just a product of the 90s, but
they couldn't even get away with today. Like it was a product of the 90s. No one batted an eye.
No.
As long as it's a family film, no one cared.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, PG rating, it's fine. First of all, that girl is way too big to be in a stroller.
Yeah. What is she
way
like?
Too big.
Seven?
Yeah, really.
I don't know. That's just weird. But, again, and the reason why I say that Jingle All the Way is technically an action movie.
But see.
It's Arnold.
He really can't. And that's what I'm saying. This is a departure for him. Because he's going after this kid like he would be going after the Predator. Or, you know, the T-1000. Like, literally. Like, seriously.
I have to get the ball to save all of humanity.
Open your mouth.
Yeah.
No, like, but that's what he does. It's creepy.
Are you sure you're not talking about a Diddy party now?
Well, but that
open your mouth.
Yeah, would not be surprised if he wound up there. Hey, Diddy, how are you?
Oh God, no! I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger.
First of all, he's old.
He banged his maid, and I think that was it.
I hope he's not listening to this because he will come after us, and not just sue us.
No. He'd probably kill us then sue us.
No, yeah, exactly.
Or he'd sue us and then kill us. I don't know, one way or the other.
And then I'll go up to the mic and say, "Now I'm doing Quote Bros."
No, he'd probably quote one of his own movies.
Yeah.
He'd probably go, "And there's your Christmas spirit.
And there's your Christmas spirit. When in doubt, quote it out."
Ooh. I don't know. Wait, actually, you know what? Hold on. Let's slow down for a second. Okay. I want to go through four or five impressions. Now, this is totally not Christmas.
Yeah.
But let's do impressions of each person saying, "When in doubt, quote it out."
Okay. All right.
All right. But you just got to throw it out. So you just did Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes. When in doubt, quote it out.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm going to have to do it. When in doubt, quote it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Keanu Reeves.
Whoa. When in doubt, quote it out.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. Pacino.
When in doubt, quote it out. Pesci.
When in doubt, quote it out. That's not funny? You think that's funny? You calling me a clown? Like I'm here to amuse you?
I think you could do so much better. No, take two on that one. Take okay, two.
Take two. Take two on that one.
Take two, you muttering yeah. brick.
All right. When in doubt, quote it out.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. That's like when he went to get his Academy Award.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
It's an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
All right. Let's do one more each. All right. Your turn.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Jack Nicholson. Why not? Legend.
Well, whenever in doubt, you gotta quote it out there, Jack. That's not bad, actually.
It's pretty good.
That's not bad. Jack's not my...
Was Jack talking to himself, though? Because he, like, went in doubt, quoted out Jack.
Haven't you? I'm pretty sure that Jack does happen to talk to himself. Because
he's getting old.
No, I'm pretty sure he was doing that even...
Probably before.
Yeah, I was about to say, he probably was talking to himself for longer.
Longer than that, yeah.
Longer than now.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam Sandler.
Oh.
No. Not Adam Sandler. Not Adam Sandler.
Well, depends on which Adam Sandler you want. You want normal Adam Sandler? Or you bet your boy you. I mean.
Let's see. I want to get a good one here. Oh, okay. Only because, you know what? You do this one very well. You always did it very well. Andrew Dice Clay.
When in doubt, quote it out. Oh!
There you go. All right. Okay. All right. That's enough of that.
Okay.
Okay. So I want to play a quick game now.
Yes.
Because we did one game. Now we got our next game here.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the action movies. Let's go back to the action Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. Let's rank our top five Christmas heroes.
Okay.
And our top five Christmas villains.
But in action movies, though.
Strictly in action movies.
Okay.
All right. So, and I want you to go from 5 to 1. How about this?
Okay.
Would you want to rank the heroes and I'll rank the villains?
I want to rank the villains.
Okay, you rank the villains and I'll rank the heroes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 5 to 1?
5 to 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right.
Because I already know, I think, who's going to be number one on this list.
Yeah.
But... And I think you go who's going to be number one on my list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's try and go through it. Now, here's the thing. Because there aren't that many Christmas action movies, you can go like the same movie if you have to.
I would say maybe stay away from that because there's
I gotta go off the top of my head here because again
some of them have multiple villains and you gotta pick the best one from that movie.
No, I understand that, but I'm more thinking about it as honestly, I'm also sitting here because I didn't prepare for this, which is fine. I'm not like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
It's going to go
off the top of my head and I'm going to have to go by like I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be a lot of dead air.
Okay. So that's
okay.
Fine.
I'll try
and improvise.
Okay. So you know what? Let's start with you.
Okay.
Give me your number 5 Christmas villain.
From an action movie.
Do we want to expand it into just Christmas movies?
Well, we're talking about action movies.
We are talking about action movies. All right, fine.
So let's stick with that. Okay, so number 5.
Or do we want to just do top 5 Christmas action movies?
Make up your mind because, you know, then we're going to be doing this all night. So, you know, without the dead air, please.
Chicken or beef? Howard's turn. No. Let's see, because you know what? It's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
Christmas
right.
villain movie, Christmas action mine. Movie villains, Christmas action movie heroes.
Okay.
All right. Number 5.
Number 5, I would say Scrooge from Violent Night. Mr. Scrooge from Violent Night, played by John Leguizamo.
Kind of low. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Actually, if I was going to be a little bit I actually say I would put Scrooge 2. Okay. All right. So you got Mr. Scrooge from Violent Night.
Yeah.
All right. My number 5. Oh my God. I just had. Oh, Shazam.
Oh, well, but no, you.
From Shazam.
No, he's not the bad guy.
No, I'm doing heroes.
Oh, heroes, that's
I got my number five. I got my number five.
Oh, yeah, that's
my number five hero is Shazam.
Right, okay.
Which, I'm sorry. First off, Shazam takes place during the entire Christmas season, and the main fight is at a Christmas carnival.
Yeah, you can't get more.
Okay? You cannot get more than that. Fucking Yuletide than that shit.
Yeah, definitely can't.
And now let me be real. DC movies, they're okay. They're not great. And Shazam, it's not bad. Actually, I'd say that Shazam in general is one of the better DC movies of the last, like, 20 years. One of the better ones. Not the best. But I do, I think I really liked it. I thought it was very well acted. The kids, you know, all the kids, and they were great. Zachary Levi, listen, whatever you want to think about him for political shit, I don't care. I just happen to really like that. I like his character in that. I thought he played it great. I thought that he did really well trying to be a kid in a 40-year-old body.
I liked it. I watched it for the first time.
Yeah, because I told you to watch it.
Well, it's just like now there's no point because DC is starting over again. But they're rebooting it.
I don't know why,
again.
Though. The one thing that always makes me laugh is, what's his name? Dizmon Hansu? Is that how you say it?
Jaimin Hansu.
Whenever he just goes, "You are my champion." Just anytime he says that, I start crying laughing. But that's it. Only when he says champion.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I gotta watch it again. I don't know like all the lines, but anyway.
He's a good actor.
He is a good actor. He's a great actor.
He's a great actor. Amistad's really good.
That was the one that
Blood Diamond is fucking awesome.
Blood Diamond's great.
Oh my god. Never Back Down's not good.
No.
Although I don't know why. I don't know. I like it for some reason.
Did I watch it? Oh, maybe I didn't see it. But no, it's not.
Yeah, it's the.
I hear it's not.
It's the one dude from like the OC. And,
oh yeah, no. No.
Yeah, and
no.
Oh no, you know who's in that too? Evan Peters.
Oh,
it was one of his first movies.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he got like his
Quicksilver.
Yeah. No. Wait.
Right. Yeah. No. Wait. No, from Marvel, from the X Men, not X Men.
Yes. Yes. He was
or,
one of the.
Or was it
he
X-Men?
Was Quicksilver. I'm sorry. You're right.
Was it X Men End?
No, I think it was
Avengers?
It was just X-Men. But also, he's also big in all the American Horror Story movie.
I know. Because we're going on action movies. So,
yeah. Okay. So,
anyway.
Shazam number five. Number four, villain.
Timothy from Long Kiss Goodnight.
Ooh.
Do you know the movie?
I know it. Never seen it.
So, it's Craig Bierko who plays the villain. And he's like... He's doing like a Timothy Oliphant thing, which is so great. Like that, you know, sarcastic villain. He's definitely evil, but he's kind of funny. First of all, Long Kiss Goodnight, very underrated film. You know, kind of came and went, but, you know, also Shane Black. It's Gina Davis, Samuel Jackson. It's great. It's great. And it's one that I've started watching now every year.
Okay.
So that's my number four pick.
That's it? Nothing else?
Oh, wait. Oh, do we go on a whole tangent about it?
No, that's fine. I was just wondering.
Yeah. Well, I don't like talking too much about it. Like if you haven't seen it.
Okay. My number four, Kurt Russell and the Christmas Chronicles.
Oh, Christmas Chronicles.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that an action movie?
Of course it is.
I guess, yeah.
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 There's some action in that.
I got to tell I watched both of those movies and they're not great, but he is a great Santa Claus.
He's a fantastic Santa Claus.
He's really good.
He is an excellent Santa Claus.
And I like each actor has a different take on the role, which is, you know, there's so many different versions of Santa Claus in you know, Christmas movies and they all work.
All right. You know. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
even the Santa Claus in A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, he's, he really is.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was my number four.
Okay.
Your number three.
Penguin from Batman Returns.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, you know, and now, like, now that we have new version of the Penguin out, Colin Farrell, you still can't sleep on Danny DeVito.
Of course not.
He is...
Yeah, but Colin Farrell plays like he's more like the mob boss. He's like,
yeah,
he's like if you took Penguin from Batman Returns,
yeah,
and you mixed him with Henry Hill, basically him going as far back as I can remember. I always wanted to take over Gotham City.
No, you take if Tony Soprano was part of the DCU, the Penguin from DCEU. The Penguin from Batman Returns is a disgusting garbage monster. That's like it's yeah, literally Frank Reynolds. I mean, that's...
You know, he likes to swim around in trash.
Everything he does in that is disgusting. But he's so good in it. It really works. It works. And it worked because Tim Burton was directing it. If anyone else was directing it, I don't think it would have had that effect. But that was the perfect Penguin for a Tim Burton Batman film.
Now, would you
can't
also
do that today?
Now, here's the thing with the Penguin. Would you also put Max Schreck along with him?
Well, then you could put Catwoman there too. Although technically,
no, Catwoman's not really a bad. She's like, a tragic she's villain. Villain.
She's called a tragic villain.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So,
sorry, bringing up Nostalgia Critic again. The funniest joke that he made when he reviewed Batman Returns, when he's talking about how Christopher Walken pushes Michelle Pfeiffer out the window. Yeah. And he's like, I have a feeling that's how Christopher Walken tells any joke. Like, knock, knock, who's there?
Yeah, right out the window. He probably does, actually.
He probably does. Yeah. Okay, so my number three is going to be a little controversial. Uh-oh. Because
we like controversial, though.
Because you may not think it's an action movie. You may think this is a horror movie. I'm going with, and again, I'm going to loop them all in. I'm going with Billy, Kate, Pete, and Gizmo from Gremlins.
Wait.
As my top number three in
who's Pete? Oh, Corey
Feldman.
He's in like one scene.
Yeah, but he's still part of the heroes. Okay, so whatever.
Because he shoots the slingshot from the window.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Although in a sense, I'd also put up what's her name as one of the villains.
You know what? If I thought of Gremlins as we're doing that with horror. That's a horror film. I think.
I don't know. Because there's a lot of action in it, but there are also heroes.
There are, but there's like monsters in it. So like that I just kind of put with horror. You know, I mean, technically Penguin is a monster, but he's like a human monster.
Okay, then.
No, if you want to do it, do it.
Actually, technically, Home Alone is an action movie.
No, I wouldn't put that in action movie category.
Kind of.
I don't know. I don't know. This is where we get Siskel and Ebert, where our opinions can
differ. I don't know. I'm sticking with it because I actually do personally believe that Gremlins has enough action in it.
Yeah.
Like the whole ending is just nonstop action, and it's such a great movie. So it could be a horror movie and an action movie and also a comedy.
Oh, it's definitely all three.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
It's black comedy. I mean, you know, Kate's story about Santa Claus, about why she doesn't believe in Santa Claus anymore, just comes out of left field, and it's so tragic that it's actually funny. And even Gizmo's reaction is like,
yep.
What?
Okay. So I got my number three. We are now down to the top two.
Two. Okay. So two. Number two. Number two, all time.
Number two.
Number two.
He got two.
The all-time number two best action villain, Mr. Joshua from Lethal Weapon, played by the unbelievably tame Gary Busey. Well, before he went, you know.
Your Christmas and your future and your past mean nothing.
Yeah, that's pretty much Gary Busey for you. That's this was, I think, this was before his motorcycle accident, or maybe around the same time. Yeah, he plays the villain in Lethal Weapon, and he's pretty terrifying, actually.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he sets up Riggs's torture by the guy from Die Hard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Now, my number two. This is not going to be controversial, but I'm going to say this. My honorable mention is going to be Riggs and Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon.
Oh, okay. So we're...
They didn't make my top five. They'd be six.
Oh, so you're not... Okay, okay. So...
Yeah.
So that, okay.
So they're six. Okay. They're just below everybody else. But number two, it's David Harbour from Violent Night.
Yeah.
It is. First off... It's fucking Santa Claus beating the shit out of people and killing motherfuckers with candy canes.
Yeah.
He killed a guy with a candy cane.
Oh, yeah. No, I.
That automatically puts you.
He's also a Viking warrior in it. Like, there's a whole backstory.
Yeah, he's a Viking warrior. I love
that
by the way.
Yeah, that is amazing. Or Norse warrior.
Nordic.
Nordic. Yeah. Which is, you know, they really get into the mythology. Which
that's
is awesome.
So cool.
Yeah.
The whole backstory about him
he's
is
he's not just
is
like
amazing.
A random
Santa
Claus. He's
and he's also not like a he's not like the miserable fat like jolly fat guy like ho 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 ho. No, he's like a calculated.
Yeah.
I mean, he's drunk.
Yeah.
He's an absolute drunk.
Yeah.
But
you
know.
Yeah.
But that's why I love David Harbour in that he's so damn good. I love
which
that
makes me
I
like
wait.
I cannot wait for this season for the final season of Stranger Things.
Okay. We are now down to the number one.
Okay.
I think I already know who it is.
Number one, it's gonna be Miss Mavilda from The Christmas Tree, 1991. That's or whatever her name is.
Another thing.
Real quick, Christmas Tree is labeled as one of the worst Christmas animated specials.
I think it's
of
one
all
of
time.
The worst things ever made.
Okay. Surprise, surprise, Hans fucking Gruber from Die Hard is the greatest Christmas
villain.
Actually, he's probably the greatest villain of all time.
People would say the Grinch, but you know what? I don't think the Grinch is a villain at all.
Nope. It is Hans Gruber.
Oh, easily. It's
Hans
Gruber. It's
Gruber.
Easily Hans Gruber.
First of all, Alan Rickman, just dynamite performance. That was like his first movie that American audiences saw. Like that was the first real big film that he did. He did a lot of theater.
Sorry, I was just staring at him. He's sleeping.
That was like his first like
I know
big like
yeah.
basically film debut. I think.
Yeah.
You know he was doing a lot of theater in London. So.
And I'm so happy he did. But, of course, you know who my number one. Why even bother? It's John McClane.
Yeah.
John McClane's one of the greatest Christmas action movie heroes of all time.
No, he literally is. Him and
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
You could see him and Santa Claus teaming up. Like
exactly. You know, I would love. Oh, my God.
Beating the fuck out of every, you know.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
But also, we're going to put this to bed. I don't care what anybody says. I don't even care what Bruce Willis says.
Yeah, he even says it's not a Christmas
movie. He says it's not a Christmas movie. All right, look, it came out in July. Fine. But
doesn't mean anything.
First off,
Hocus Pocus came out in July.
It did come out in July.
Yeah.
It did. And it's a Halloween movie. There's only one time you watch Hocus Pocus. That's in October.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Die Hard. It takes place on Christmas Eve. It takes place at a Christmas party. His wife's name is Holly. There's a Grinch.
There's so many.
There's Christmas songs in it.
There's Christmas puns.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Now I have the machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
It is. It's been put to bed.
And there's even a guy who looks like Huey Lewis. Why that has anything to do with Christmas, I have no idea, but it's part
yes,
of it, and it
Hans,
makes me very
Hans is,
happy.
Hans is second in command. He's the second to last, well, third to last guy who gets wasted by John McClane.
And it also has...
Actually, no, second to last.
It also has Carl Winslow. Come
Which
on.
Which also, I don't know what that has to do with Christmas, but...
Absolutely nothing. But you know something? I don't care, because you know what? I shot a kid.
And they never bring that up again. It's never brought up again.
Oh,
and
this is Doc.
This is the story that he's telling to John McClane when he's pulling glass out of his foot.
Oh, oh God. Oh.
To distract him, apparently.
You know the first time I saw that when he's pulling the glass out of his feet? I threw up.
No, that's horrible. Yeah.
That of all the things I could see in movies, it was that.
It is a close-up, yeah. Yeah.
Also, it also made me realize I'm never going to eat a Twinkie ever again.
Shoot the glass.
Shoot. I wish I could speak German because I'd love to say that.
Yeah.
I'd love to say that. But you know what? On that end, Vin, I think we did a damn good job tonight.
I think we did a damn good job.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to go back. We're going to watch the rest of
Jingle
All the Way.
We will be
and
back.
And we are and it's just, this is just the beginning. We're going to have so much fun doing this.
Yeah.
This is,
I can't wait.
You know what? We did a few podcasts that we didn't really publish yet, but I'm so excited for this because I'm really, really happy.
We may actually do a drunken Christmas podcast. I'm telling you that's gonna happen. Anyway, you wanna?
Well, I think in the spirit of the holidays, I think we have no choice but to say, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. We'll see you soon. And remember, now Vin, we're gonna have to do this with our best impression. So, when in doubt, quote it out.
Oh, they call it.